So now 569, I need your first name only and the state that you're calling from.
My first name is Tessa. I'm calling from Texas.
Tessa. Could you spell your first name?
It's T-E-S-S-I-A.
And you're calling from Texas. Okay. All right, let me see. Hold on. Tessa, how did you find out about me?
The Holy Spirit led me to YouTube this morning. I got attacked in my sleep, and I've been being attacked in my sleep for some time, and I've been seeking God to deliver me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been going on YouTube and never saw your videos out there until this morning. It just illuminated to me, and that's how I found the information.
Praise God, praise God. Now, according to the Holy Spirit, Tessa, you have a spirit husband. That is a demon spirit that is calling itself to be your spirit lover, your spirit husband, that is actually tormenting you. You've never been set free from that spirit lover, that spirit husband. And spirits,
right.
Spirit spouses, which are spirit lovers, spirit husband, spirit wife, you know, at first when they start tormenting God's children when they're young, they're known as incubus and succubus, but mm-hmm. as the child grow older in life, this spirit calls itself in the spirit realm espoused to you, and that's when they become known as a spirit husband and a spirit wife. They no longer is known as incubus and succubus, but they're mm-hmm. known as spirit husband and spirit wife, just like in the natural realm. You know, some spouses, they met when they was a little child. They grew up together as children. Well, they knew they couldn't marry when they're children. So as mm-hmm. they grow older, then they become espoused one to another. Well, mm-hmm. that's what these demon spirit does. It's what succubus and incubus does. You know, they attack a person through a childhood molestation. They enter that child through a molestation where that child came into the knowing about sex, and it won't their time. There's a time for everything, and it won't that mm-hmm. child's time, and that child became aware of it. That's molestation. That's known as molestation. Okay. And so these spirit incubus and succubus attaches themselves to the child through that childhood molestation. As that child grow older and continue to grow older and be in this spirit, continue to be in the child, that is when they call for the demon spirit that is more powerful than they are, which are spirit lovers, spirit spouses, the spirit husband and spirit wife, and they become espoused to you. They call themselves to be your husband, your wife. In the spirit realm, and they act as though they are your husband and they are your wife, and just like in the natural realm when you marry.
It's got to go in Jesus' name. It's got to go.
Oh, it's going. It's going. That's the reason why, Tessa, God sent you to your human helper. See, a lot of people, a lot of people have been misled about self-deliverance. These spirits will even tell you, "Oh, you don't need to call a servant of God. You just do self-deliverance," because they know that
yes.
they're naive about self-deliverance. Self-deliverance.
It's trying to do that.
Yeah, they always do that. Lord
yes.
told me they always do that. Because they make the person think that they can cast them out of themselves when they cannot. You know, when it comes down to the strong man, that's where we need our human helper. Jesus Christ, through his anointed and chosen vessel, who believe in God's word, that when they speak the will of God to be done on earth, God does it in the heaven. That's where you need that human helper. And that's the reason why the Lord allow you to find me, because of I'm listening to what you say, but the main thing, I'm listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling me. The Spirit has been tormenting you tremendously. Now, Tessa, God's going to set you free now. He always set us free. He's so merciful and gracious. But it's up to us to remain free. We have to make, that's when, after our deliverance, true deliverance, that is when we do self-deliverance, which is we do things so that we can maintain our deliverance, you see.
Okay.
And how we maintain our deliverance and do self-deliverance, James 4:7 say, we submit to God. In all our ways, you must submit to God. God comes first in everything. And by you putting God first in everything, inquiring of him, no matter how big or small the situation may be, you inquire of him, you get his input, you get his advice. See, that's submitting to God. And long you submit right. to God, you are resisting the devil. And that's the only way the devil is going to flee from you. Now, that's self-deliverance. Self-deliverance. Okay. That is self-deliverance. And you are maintaining what God do for you. Okay? So just share with us, Tessa, what you have been going through, what the Spirit has been doing in your life, the things that it's been doing in your life to make you aware, hey, there's a spirit lover that is in my life. So just share with us.
Lately, it just seemed like within like the last, I would say maybe like 2 months, it made itself very visible.
What?
It started off where it would be like every now and then, it would rape me in my sleep. Now it's just so bold. It just comes in my sleep and just me having sex for me. It seems showing me in my sleep people having orgies and stuff like that. And I'll be waking up, and I'll be rebuking it. Like last night, God woke me up out of it in the middle of it. And I was rebuking it. And I started asking God, Lord, I'm trying to search with my heart. What is it? What is the open door? Because I've been renouncing covenants. I've been trying to get curses broken off my bloodline. And I began to cry out to God this morning because I felt like I was going to lose my mind. Like I literally wanted to die if this thing don't go. Mm-hmm. And that's when God spoke to me, and I went to YouTube. I found your video. And I have never seen your video on there. And I have looked at a lot of the ones that was on there. It's not me. But yours came up. But the Lord spoke to me. He said that I had idols in my heart. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I began to cry because I wasn't aware that I had idols in my heart. He told me that people had prophesied things to me, and I had held on to their stuff like it was an idol for people.
Oh.
My head. And so I repented, and he began to even talk to me about my ex-husband with a man. Told me that God sent my husband away from me, and that he was, we wanted to be together and stuff. And God spoke to me this morning and said that he wanted to clean my husband up and send him back to me and my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I was like, the Lord, when that first came to me, I thought that it was from you. But I said, God, if you clean him up, and you truly save him and fill him with the Holy Ghost, I will accept him.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Because he abandoned us. He abandoned me with my son. Mm-hmm. He was, our son was less than 2 weeks old. He abandoned us. And he was very abusive. Mm. But I just feel like if God spoke that to me,
that's right.
He is powerful enough to do anything.
That's
he
right.
can clean him up.
He can.
And bring him back.
Amen. And that is great. That was God. God said that he would send him to him, and he would clean him up. God told me this when I ministered deliverance to this young lady many years ago. She kept crying and crying that her husband left and her husband left. She wanted her husband back. And she went on and on and on. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, tell her that he left me first.
Right.
Tell her to stop asking me to send him back to her. But tell her to pray that he comes back to me. And then I will clean him up, and I will tell him to go back to her. That's how it goes.
Right.
So, Tessa, that was God. That was God. So, in other words, Tessa, the Lord said the reason why he told you that is that so that you wouldn't be setting your eyes on another man. trying to find right. the next.
So that's what I had been looking for. You see? Him to send me a new man.
See?
Is what I've been looking for, because that's what everybody was prophesying to me.
And that was and the
I
devil.
And I want my husband back because of all of that.
Right. See, that was the devil. That was the devil through those people, prophets lying to you. And you held right. onto those that prophet lie. You held onto those lies, and those lies became an idol to you. Those right. words was not a word. Those words was not from the living God. They was from Satan to keep you bound to him. To keep you bound to
and
him.
And they so made me feel like I had married the wrong man. They told me he was my husband, and I had married the wrong man.
They
when God answered me this morning. That was my husband.
Rather he was a wrong man or not, you marry him, and that was your husband. You know, the Lord told me not too long ago, a lot of women whose husband has left, and it's his desire to reconcile the marriage, but he said he can't because they don't want their husband back. They want right. a new man. They want a new husband. I remember we attended this church, Tessa, And the one of the elders of the church was a woman. She was an intercessor. And her husband used to go to the church, but he turned his back on the Lord. And once they turned that back on the Lord, they turned that back on everybody. So he turned his back on her. So he left her. So here she was, the intercessor of the church. So one day I was looking at her, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, go. I have a question to ask her, but I want you to say this to her first. Be it according to your faith. That's what the Lord told me to tell her. Now, he told me the question, but he said, first, say these words. Be it according to your faith. He said, say those words to her first. So I obeyed the Lord. I went to her, and I said, Elder, and her name. I said, Lord, I have a question to ask you, but he wanted me to say this to you first. Be it according to your faith. So what that means, when I ask her this question, whatever answer she give, it will be according to her faith.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, okay, I understand. Be it according to my faith. I said, okay. The question is, the Lord said, do you want your husband back? When I said that, she looked at me. You know, keep in mind that people had been saying different things to her also about her husband, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when she looked at me, she said, no. I said, okay. The Lord said, be it according to your faith. But the Lord said that his plan for your husband, because he have not changed his mind about him, to change him, to bring him back to himself, and to change him. And he would be the man and the man of God that God have destined him to be. But the Lord said, be it according to your faith, because you don't want your husband back. You will not get him back. So a lot of women, again, men too, this include men as well, they don't want their spouse back. The devil tell them, oh, you can do much better. It's like they shopping for some clothes. You got the old clothes, so now you go out and go get you some new clothes. Come on now. Marriage don't have anything to do with clothes. Same thing with shoes. You have pastors, leaders in the church, changing spouses like they change their shoes. They get tired of those old shoes. Nothing wrong with those shoes. They just get tired looking at the old shoes, so they go buy them some new shoes. So they're doing the same thing when it comes down to marriage. That is not of God. So God told you that test again to show you that all those prophecies was lies from the enemy to keep you bound to sin, to keep your eyes on things on this earth, to keep your eyes off of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but focus on this earth. Every time you go to church, you see a man coming in, you wonder, is that him? Is that him?
Right.
Maybe that could be him. Your mind even on the Lord. That's how you know that was not even God. Because what God does for us, it always builds our faith, our trust in him. So that was the work of that spirit husband, that spirit lover in you, actually was was working along with the spirit lovers in every one of those people that the devil used to prophesy to you.
Right.
They need to be delivered. You'll be surprised how many so-called prophets and prophetesses never been delivered. They need to be delivered. So,
see, the Lord did give me a dream last year, and in that dream last year, I had forgiven my husband for leaving me with the baby like he did. And in the dream, my husband was in the dream, and he said to me in the dream, there was a baby that was in there. And it seemed like I was walking down the street, and then I ran into him. And he said to me, he said, I'm living in them apartments over there, but I want to come home. And I woke up, I didn't really understand the dream. But after God said what he said to me today, that's when I understood that God had been trying to tell me, no, I want to bring him back. I want to clean him, your husband up and bring him back to you. Because in that dream, he said to me, I want to come home.
Right, right. And he can't, because you know who got him bound. There's a spirit lover, wife in him that got him bound, that convinced him to leave his wife and his little newborn baby. He loved his wife, he loved his child. But when those spirits are in you, they're the one who takes control of your mind, your will, your emotions, and your body. So the person,
because I couldn't understand. It was like he did a 360 on me. This man always paid good, provided well. He didn't stop spending money. And even after he left, he paid good. And the only way I knew he was still living was because the money would keep coming. Well, the money just stopped coming. I don't know, you know. But Lord, is he okay? Why he not helping me no more? It's just... I went through so much even to get the divorce that I had to get, you know, lawyers to look for him. Found the lawyer just said, ain't nobody going to keep looking for him. He know you looking for him. And he said, I'm going to tell the judge he can't be found so you can get a divorce. And so that's how I was able to get the divorce, because I stayed married to him and another 3 years after he had done already left.
Well, God gonna set you totally free, and you wait on him. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the time. You look on Jesus Christ. You keep your, even after your deliverance, Tessa, you don't look at the clock. You don't be asking the Lord when. That is Jesus' business. That is Jesus' business. That is none of your business. The Lord told you what he's gonna do, so he cannot lie. His word is true. So you praise him and you thank him. And in the meantime, you keep your eyes stayed on the Lord. Don't keep your eyes stayed on the clock, which is time.
Okay.
Because in the spirit realm, there's no such thing as time anyway. You just continue to raise your child, and continue to serve the Lord and keep your eyes on the Lord and thank him every day for sending your husband back to him. Sending him back to him, you know, delivering him, changing him, blessing him.
Right.
You know, you speak those words concerning him, but don't be keeping your eyes on the time clock. And if any man comes to you talking about getting with you, you say, no, I'm already espoused. You know, and they say, well, I don't see no hub. Say, that's none of your business, no way. That is none of your business.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to explain anything to nobody. And I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. You don't have to explain anything to nobody, because they're not going to believe the way you believe. They cannot see Christ Jesus the way that you see Christ Jesus. They cannot. So that's why you don't take into consideration what they say and what they do. You just keep your mind, your heart, your soul, your entire being focus and stay on the Lord and just praise and worship him. And always let your child hear you speak as your child grow. You let your child always hear you speak good things about their father. Good things about
and
their
father. And that's what I have always done. I never speak negative about him. My son had asked me about his father. And I didn't know what to say. And I just started praying that God would bring him, and he would want to be a part of his son's life, not knowing that God wanted to bring him, not only for him to be a part of his son's life, but bring him back into my life also, because I had been very close to that. I was like, no, I don't want that man. He didn't do me right. He didn't do me good. But when we open up our hearts to receive what it is that God wants to do, that's when we receive our biggest and greatest blessing. By me just telling the Lord, okay, Lord, if you clean him up, but only if you clean him up.
That's right. That's right. That's the only way that I will advise you to receive him is when he go back to the Lord and allow the Lord to clean him and to deliver him. Praise the living
right.
God. But before I start your deliverance, let me speak this to my callers right quick. Now, those of you, okay. Remember now, I have two callers up here. I have already ministered deliverance to you. Actually, you're not supposed to be calling the deliverance conference line. If you want to listen to the live session, then go to our website at howshalom.org/radio. If you have a question, I have advise you to send me an email at pastor@howshalom.org. And then according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, I will, if the Holy Spirit tell me to do so, then I will advise you to call the deliverance conference line on a certain day. So I'm going to ask 8085 and 4954. That's the last four digits of your number to disconnect yourself from this live session. I'm only supposed to see first-time callers. This time is for first-time callers only. Again, if you want to listen, just go to the website, howshalom.org/radio. You can listen via the website, or you can install the mobile app on your Android or your Apple device. Okay? Praise the living God. So 8085, obey the Lord and disconnect. Praise the living God. All right, Tessa. So what I'm going to do, the Lord sent you so that I can join my faith to your faith, okay?
Okay.
And believing his word to set you totally free in your mind, your will, and your emotions, in your body. Now, after this task, you will be totally free. That means those spirits will no longer be in you. They will no longer be in you. They'll be on the outside where they belong. Just like right now, there's no thieves on the inside of your home, and you're free to do whatever you choose to do because no thieves are in your home. But on the outside of your home, you know thieves are everywhere. They somewhere. And you like, as long as they stay outside somewhere, that's fine. As long as they don't come inside my house. Well, after your deliverance, it's going to be like that, Tessa. Those spirits no longer be in there. And then I'm going to share with you how you maintain your deliverance. And then when the enemy can't take no for an answer, all you have to do, I'm going to share with you all you just have to do and have your faith in God when you do it, okay? So I'm going to pray for you and speak this disconnection in Jesus' name. But I'm going to ask you, how old is your son now?
My son is 7. He'll be 8 in December.
7
And I'm worried about him too, because I believe that this spirit is generational in my family, because a lot of the women don't stay married. They get married, they get divorced,
they got spirit,
they don't marry.
Spirit husband. That's because they got spirit husband. They never been delivered. Okay, so these spirits travel from one generation to the next generation. Just like your 7-year-old son, those same spirits are in your son because they are in his parents. His parents are his covering. So if they are in his covering, they are in him. So I'm going to share with you what you need to do, okay, to get those spirits out of your 7-year-old son, okay?
Okay.
Amen. This is after your deliverance. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you once again and always for giving us an opportunity to come together in your son's name. For you stated that when we come together in your son's name, whether they're 2 or 3, we come together in spirit, soul, and body. You are right here in the midst with us. And you said whatever we bind and loose on this earth, Father, you bind and you loose in the heaven. Father, I thank you for protecting Tessa and her son, for putting the angels around her. All the while, you have been protecting her because the enemy could not do what it really wanted to do in her life because you kept her. You kept her safe from all evil, evil that she knew about and evil she did not know about. Father, we give you praise and all the glory. Continue, Lord, to open up her eyes and her ears to see and to understand, to hear your word, to know your voice. And then, Father,
thank
the voice of the stranger, she will not follow. Father, I speak concerning doors. Doors in which the enemy have closed off to Tessa and her son. In Jesus' name, I open every door that is your will to be open, which the enemy closed. And Father, I come against and also every door that the enemy, Father, had opened that was not your will to be opened. I closed those doors and sealed those doors with the blood of Jesus where they could never, ever be opened or reopened again. We give you praise and we give you all the glory. We just thank you for your love and grace, your compassion and your mercy that you have toward us. Because, Father, the thoughts you have toward us, they are good. They are good, Father. Your desire is for us to prosper upon this earth. Rather it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, or financially, Father. In every area, your desire is for us to prosper because you are a good God. And I thank you for cleaning your house, this cleansing work that you're about to do in Tessa, and cleaning your house for true worship, where Tessa can be truthfully, spiritually worshiping you, Father. In spirit and truth, we praise you, we magnify you, and we exalt you always. Father, again, you said that whatsoever we bind and whatsoever we loose on this earth, Father, you bind and you looses in the heaven. So right now in Jesus' name, spirit lover, spirit husband, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you, pack your loads. Gather your things, and get out. The blood of Jesus commands you. The blood of Jesus commands you. Cut her mind. You cut out her will. Loose her emotion. Cut out her emotion. And you come out of her body. For the blood of Jesus commands you. The blood of Jesus commands you to loose her, to cut her, and let her go. Holy Ghost, I call upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. I call upon you to search and destroy darkness. They are dominantly holding on to Tessa's in mind. Burn every spirit in her mind that exalts themselves and lift themselves against God's knowledge, and you set them ablaze. Set them ablaze, Holy Ghost, burn in her mind. Burn every image, every picture that's been embedded into the conscious, the subconscious, even the memory of her mind. Set them all ablaze. Burn, Holy Ghost. Let's ransack her mind. Ransack her mind by your mighty fire. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost, fire, wash her mind. Rinse her mind. Clean her mind. Redeem her mind. Purify her mind and rather her mind. In and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire set dark the blame. They holding on to her will. Burn every spirit in her will that exalts and lift themselves against the knowledge of God. Set them ablaze. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Ransack her will by your mighty fire. Holy Ghost fire, wash her will. Rinse her will. Clean her will, redeem her will, purify her will, baptize her will in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, Holy Ghost fire set doors to play. They're hiding in her emotion. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn her emotion. Burn spirit Jezebel in her emotion. Burn spirit snake in her emotion. Burn every spirit not of the Holy Spirit in her emotion. Burn witchcraft in her emotion. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Every spirit, they don't sound like you. They don't even laugh like you. They don't walk like you. Don't talk like you. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Set them all ablaze. Set them all ablaze. Just ransack her emotion by your mighty fire. Holy Ghost fire, wash her emotion. Clean her emotion. Redeem her emotion. Purify her emotion. Ransom and baptize her emotions in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire set doth the blaze. They hiding and lurking deep down in her body. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn snakes in her eye. Burn lust in her eye. Burn every spirit that come up, lives out through the window of her eye. Set them on a blaze. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn her eye. Ransack her eyes by your mighty fire. Burn, Holy Ghost. Wash her eye. Rinse her eye. Clean her eyes. Redeem her eye. And wrap her and baptize her eyes in and with the blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. Burn her mouth. Burn darkness in her mouth. Burn in her mouth. Burn, burn, burn. Burn on top of her tongue. Burn on her tongue. Between her teeth. Set her mouth ablaze by your mighty fire. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire. Wash her mouth. Clean her mouth. Redeem her mouth. Purify her mouth. And wrap her mouth in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire. Set blood in the blade. They living in her nose. Burn her nose. Burn, burn, Holy Ghost fire. Burn every spirit that's living dormant in her nose. Ransack her nose. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, burn. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire. Baptize her nose. Rinse her nose. Wrap her nose. Redeem her nose and purify her nose in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire. Burn up and down her throat. Burn, burn, Holy Ghost. Burn every spirit that dormant living in her throat. Burn, Holy Ghost. Ransack her throat. Burn, Holy Ghost. 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 Burn, burn her throat. Burn, burn, Holy Ghost. Baptize her throat in and with the blood of Jesus. Ransack her throat in and with the blood of Jesus. Burn her throat in and whip the blood of Jesus. Purify her throat in and whip the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire. Burn darkness. They dormantly live deep down in her belly. Burn all manner of spirits that dormantly hiding deep down in her belly. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn those snakes in her belly. Burn their eggs. Burn all kind of living creatures in her belly. Burn creatures that, spirits that look like insects, look like animals. Sink you, take on him in the prison form. Ransack her belly by your mighty fire. Clean her belly by your mighty fire. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn by your mighty fire. Wash her belly. Rinse her belly. Clean her belly. Redeem her belly. Purify and baptize her belly in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire. Burn doth and even living in her vagina. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn, Holy Ghost. Just ransack her vagina and rectum by your mighty fire. Even burn in her uterus, in her womb, in her fallopian tube. Every plant my heavenly Father have not planted, uprooted and burned by your mighty fire in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire, wash those air. Rinse those air. Clean those air. Redeem those air. Purify those air. And ransom those air. And baptize those air in and with the blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, burn that evil crown on her head. Burn, Holy Ghost. Burn every chain, every shackle that's round her head, that's round her neck, that's round her wrist, around her ankle. Holy Ghost fire, burn those rings on her finger, rings on her toe. Burn, Holy Ghost, up and down her arms, up and down her leg. Burn up and down her chest, up and down her back. Set her body ablaze by your mighty fire in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost fire, baptize her body. Baptize her body in and with the blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, baptize her body. Rinse her body. Clean her body. Redeem her body. Purify her body in and with the blood of Jesus. Ransom her body in and with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, in the spirit realm, I take the scissors of the Most High God. I cut and detach Tessa from the ungodly covenant of family idolatry and witchcraft. I disconnect her. I disconnect her from every relationship in the spirit realm. My heavenly Father did not connect her to. I disconnect her. I disconnect her from that evil spirit husband, that evil spirit wife, those evil spirit children, that evil spirit family. I disconnect her from all covenant and contract in the spirit realm in Jesus' name. For the blood of Jesus disconnects her. The blood of Jesus forgiven her. The blood of Jesus forgives her in her ancestors. The blood of Jesus sets them all free in Jesus' mighty name. Even in the natural realm. Every relationship my heavenly Father did not connect Tessa to, I disconnect because the blood of Jesus disconnects her and sets her totally free in Jesus' mighty name. Tessa, in Jesus' name. Be totally free in your mind. Be free in your mind, for the blood of Jesus freed you. Be free in your will, for the blood of Jesus freed you. Be free in your emotion, for the blood of Jesus freed you. Be free in your body, for the blood of Jesus frees you. Be free in your circumstances. Be free in your dreams. Be free in your vision. Be free in your affairs, because the blood of Jesus forgiven you. The blood of Jesus forgiving you. The blood of Jesus sets you totally free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be free. 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 Be free in Jesus' mighty name. Father, in Jesus' name, fill Tessa with your spirit. Fill her mind to overflow with your spirit. Fill her will to overflow with your spirit. Fill her emotions to overflow with your spirit. Fill her body to overflow with your spirit. Fill her circumstances. Fill her dream. Fill her vision. Fill everything in her affair to overflow with your spirit, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for Sister Tessa House. Holy Ghost fire, go in the house right now. Destroy darkness. They hoover in every corner, crack and crazzle out. Destroy all their hiding place. Go in every bedroom and destroy darkness. Go under the bed, over the bed, around the bed, on top of the bed, between the sheets and mats. Destroy darkness in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire, even go outside the house. Destroy darkness, hoovers around the house, under the house, over the house. Burn, Holy Ghost, even under the ground. Burn, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Destroy all covenant. Destroy all contract that was written on top of the earth. They were written under the earth. They were written under the water. Destroy those covenants. Destroy those contracts. Holy Ghost, fire. Destroy every object that was drawn up in her name, in her feminine name. Destroy those objects that was thrown on top of the earth. Thrown under the earth. Thrown in the water. Destroy those evil objects. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for dispatching your angels in the heavenly realm and grabbing every spirit that was not of you and sending them where you desire to send them. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you,
Jesus.
Fill your daughter to overflow for your spirit. Place her in a fiery protection of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Anoint her home. Anoint her home with your presence, Father. Thank you, Father, for driving and moving out darkness in her body, in her mind, in her will, in her emotion, even in her home. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Fill her home with your light, the light of gladness, the light of joy, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for you received the last laugh. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you.
Glory to his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Sister Tessa, you are free indeed in Jesus' name. Let me ask you a question. Did you ever dabble in witchcraft? That means, that also can mean, did you ever go to see the psychic? Did you read your horoscope? Do you ever play with a Ouija board? Anything pertaining to that? Did you ever do that?
Yes, I went to a psychic when I was real young. I went to a psychic one time, and I used to read horoscopes until when God saved me, I found out that I wasn't supposed to do that, and I don't do it anymore.
Okay, that was that spirit that was laughing, because that spirit knew you were still. Did you hear that spirit laughing?
I didn't hear it laughing, but I will tell you this. Someone put witchcraft on me and tried to kill me in my business last year. And they came and they threw bird feathers up under my carport. I guess black magic last year. And then they just did it again on Monday, called themselves putting witchcraft on me again.
They just did it on that Monday. Well, you was already attached to that spirit when you dab into your horoscope. It was a spirit that took on a female appearance. Have you ever seen any females in your dreams?
Came to you?
Yeah, that was that spirit. Jezebel, that was spirit. Jezebel and witchcraft.
And that's I went before news. Trying to seek deliverance, and the lady told me that they had put a ring on my finger, and I could feel the ring, and I had been asking God to break it off. I could, I could feel that ring
you
on
could feel
my
it
finger.
They all gone now. That's the see, Jesus Christ always get the last laugh. You know, that demon knew that those things were being removed. The Lord moved those things. So it laughed, and God allowed it to laugh and allowed me to hear it, because it figured if it kept laughing, it could affect my faith in God. But no. That's why it was laughing. That's why the Lord allowed me to hear it, because that thing actually, it knew that God was doing those things, was setting you free. But it also knew that if it could cripple my faith, then that would allow it not to go anywhere. But no, the Holy Spirit said, keep your faith in me. But Jesus Christ did that last laugh. So I was asking the Lord, what right did that spirit have to be in you? And it because of that witchcraft covenant. It was that witchcraft covenant. Now, Sister Tessa, you asked the Holy Spirit if there are anything else in your house that hinders God's presence. And
okay.
when he make it known, you get rid of it. Okay.
Right. I'm normally real good about throwing stuff out when you tell me. Because he had me send my son to mother's and go through my house, and I just talk stuff out the door. He was revealing things to me. So, Lord, if it's anything else in here, please reveal it to me, Father.
Right. Amen.
So that I can get rid of it.
Well, you are free. The Lord said you are free, Sister Tessa.
I'm concerned about my son.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about him, what you need to do.
I don't want my son to have to fight these.
What now? Say again.
I said I'm concerned about my son. Mm-hmm. I know he's young, but I just don't want him to have to suffer through this like
right.
I have. This
not.
Has really been
you
a
are
real
free now.
Journey.
Praise God. You are totally free now. And I'm going to give you instruction on what you can do to your son, okay? So that he too can get totally free, okay?
Okay.
So you just, again, you know, remember, you are delivered. You are set free.
Okay.
Your spirits are no longer in
okay.
you. So be careful. Okay. Don't allow other people to come and tell you, sister, I see a witchcraft spirit on you, or someone put witchcraft on you, or I see Jezebel, or I see a demon spirit. Don't receive it.
Okay.
That's a lie. That's the enemy trying
okay.
to get back in. It's trying to get back in.
Okay.
Now, you have to remember,
okay.
everybody who say that they are of Christ Jesus, they're not. You'd be,
right.
surprised the number of ministers who are not delivered. They're working right along with Satan, and they don't even know it. Because one thing about the Lord, Sister Tessa, the Lord is not going to tell you you have a problem and don't give you a solution. God's servant, if the Holy Spirit allowed God's servant to see that truly indeed there's an infestation of demons in you, then God's servant will tell you and then turn right around and allow the Holy Spirit to use them to cast that spirit out. God's servant will not just leave you with that information. The devil will leave you just with the information, because the devil is not coming against himself. So Lord said you be careful of these people. Because the devil is in them, and the devil know when he look at you, he see all light. There's no darkness in you.
Right.
So that
right.
spirit going to want to come
I
back. So that spirit.
I just had to leave my church for that very reason. Yeah. God is breaking me away from them. I went to them, and they told me that they had freed me of this, and I wasn't free of it.
No. They didn't free because they did not confront the strong man. They was unaware, unknowledgeable of the strong man. See, unless you bind the strong man, you cannot spoil his goods. Okay? You are totally free. So again, someone come and talk about that you have a devil, you say, oh no. Who the Son of Man set free is free to thee. Jesus Christ set me totally free. He sent me to my human helper. And through
Thank
his
you,
human
Lord.
Helper, he set me free. I am
Thank
free.
You.
I am free. And you just go crazy. I am free, 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 free. And that devil will back off. You know, don't be lying, people, to lay their hands on you or your son. Don't. You know, you out, go to church, you keep a watchful eye on your children, on your son, and your children too, because when the Lord bring your husband back, clean him up, bring him back, y'all gonna have a little girl. Okay. But But again, now
you want more, my God, you get your name.
Mm-hmm. But for right now, you just keep your focus on the Lord. You know, you let God deal with him. God deal with that time. But the main thing is for you to protect your son. Now, this is what you need to do for your 7-year-old son. You are his covenant.
Okay.
You are God's child, the servant of the Most High God. The Holy Spirit lives in you. Greater is God, the Holy Spirit, than Satan, who is the god of this world.
Yeah.
So according to the laws of God, God has appointed you as your son's covering. So now you are clean. You are totally clean. So you have every legal right to go to your son. Now, when you pray for your son, since he's so young, you bless him. You know how to bless your son. You call those things that be not as though they were. The blessings that you want to happen for your son. So you pray those things to your heavenly father. So your son can hear you blessing him, okay?
Okay.
Now, as you blessing him, you may feel a little squirm. He may squirm. That's just those spirits in him that they don't like to hear the word of God, the goodness of God. So after you finish blessing him, now this is what you do since he's so small, because you have to do it this way so you won't allow the devil no space to put fear in him. And that fear will cause him to not to receive what God's about to do. So now, after you finish blessing him, you need to confront those spirits in him, spirits of rebellion. So if you want to name all of those spirits are rebellion, so just say spirit of rebellion. But when you minister to him, you're looking through him. When you begin to confront the spirits of rebellion in him, you're not looking at your son. You only look at your sons when you bless him, because that's who you're talking to. You're talking to your son. But when it comes down to these spirits of rebellion, you're talking to those spirits. So you look through your son, past your son. So now you have to watch the tone of your voice, okay? You don't say, come out, you spirit of it. Come spirit of rebellion, you're hollering. You know, the devil use fear to stop you, to your son to get fearful. Okay, demons recognize and know authority, the authority that comes from God. So that's the reason why when you finish blessing him, you can calmly say in authority, authority, with authority, in the name of Jesus, you spirits of rebellion, come to attention.
Okay.
Calm, so he can hear that calming. Now, at the same time, in the spirit, you're using your authority, and demons recognize authority comes from God.
Okay.
I command you to come to attention. To gather all your loads, gather all your things. That means everything, every piece of darkness that belongs to them. You know how they put that ring on your finger? Probably had a crown on your head and rings on your toes too, and a necklace around. They put things and objects on the human being's spirit body. You know, and you can't see it with your physical eyes, but spiritually they're there. So everything that belongs to them, you tell them to pack it, just like your husband packed everything that belongs to him and he left.
Mm-hmm.
He packed his load and he left. That's what it means when you tell demons to pack their load and go. You're telling them, you're commanding them to gather everything that belongs to them and to get out. So you say, spirit of rebellion, spirits of rebellion, in the name of Jesus, I command you, come out of his mind. Come out.
Okay.
Out of his mind. Then you say, come out of his will. Lucy's will, come out, come out. You know, just like when you talk to your son, you're speaking directly to him, you tell him to, you know, come out of that bathroom. Because you're talking directly to him. But see, you're talking direct to these spirits in this calm, calm tone, too, so your son can hear it, but you're using your authoritative voice in the spirit realm because you know your authority in Christ Jesus. Say, come out of his will. You come out of his emotion. Gather your thing. Get out of his emotion. Loose his body. Come out. Come out of his body. The blood of Jesus come in. Because they be asking you, what right, what authority? They be saying that in the spirit. You might not hear it in the natural, but they be saying that in the spirit. Lord said to say it all the time. So you remind them where that authority come from. Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus commands you to come out. To come out of his mind, will, emotion, and body. Now, after you command the demons to come out, then you call on Holy Ghost fire. He's a consuming fire, the Holy Spirit. He's God on earth. He's a person. He's real. He's Jesus Christ in spirit. He's the only one that can saturate our entire being. Say, Holy Ghost fire, I call upon you. Search and destroy darkness. Darkness that's lingering, trying to hold on to him in his mind, in his will, in emotions, in the body. And burn. Burn by your mighty fire. Just burn them all in Jesus' name. Just ransack. You know what happens when a thief ransack a person's house? They just tear everything up. So you ask the Holy Spirit to ransack his body. Ransack. About destroy all manner of darkness that's hiding deep down in his mind, his will, emotion, and the body. Give him a clean flush and a clean sweep. Baptize his mind, will, emotion, and body. Wash his mind, will, emotion, and body. Clean his mind, will, emotion, and body. And the Holy Spirit does all of that. And he does it. Okay? Now, again, Tesla, if there is a minor manifestation, just like it was with you, you ignore it, because that's just the devil trying to distract you. Okay? You understand?
Okay. So I keep on praying,
I don't know if you could pay attention how that devil was trying to distract me by laughing. But you have to ignore it.
I didn't even hear it laugh, but I knew something was coming out of me because of the sound I was making.
It was laughing. It was trying to distract me. You know, trying to distract me from what I was doing. No, Lord said, keep on. That Holy Ghost fire is burning. I'm burning, it's burning, it's burning. And they're trying to distract you so you can stop, but you don't. You keep on in Jesus' name. Now, once the Holy Spirit drive out those spirits out of your son, then you ask the Father in Jesus' name to fill your son with his spirit. See, he's empty now. Now, when you move into a house, the house is empty, so it needs to be filled. To show that it's occupied. When a house is empty, it's really proof or shows that the house is not occupied. So you ask the Father in Jesus' name to fill your son, mind, will, emotion, body with his spirit. Fill him to overflow with his spirit. And then you also let your son know that he's free. You call out his name, say, baby, you are free. You are free in your mind. You're free in your will. You're free in your emotions. You're free in your body to serve and worship the Lord. You are free in Jesus' mighty name. And this is what you do, Tessa. Plain and simple. But it's done in faith. All of this is done in and by faith in God. Okay?
Okay.
I tell my daughter, and I would tell every parent who got underage kid children who's under 12, to pray that deliverance prayer over them once a week, because it goes out to school, they go to school,
right?
And you never know what the enemy have done to slip back in. So it's best to pray that prayer of faith of deliverance over your child once a week, because you are their covering, you see. When they get older, they'll learn how to stand on their own faith. But right now, they're leaning on their parents' faith, you see. So that's why when you are underage children, you have to cover them. And you cover them by your faith in God. Then when they get older, you know, then they can be able to start leaning and pinning on Jesus Christ through their own faith. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Praise God. So, Sister Tessa,
so this prayer that you just gave me, is this the sign? It's like if I go on your website, because I was writing down as you was talking, I was writing down what you were telling me. I would pray over him. Mm-hmm. I know you had a prayer on your website. Mm-hmm. Is that the sign, or is that a different prayer?
Well, it's the same prayer. The same prayer of deliverance, but it don't go into all of those details. You know, whether you realize or not, you heard it, you've written it down. When you do it, the Holy Spirit is going to bring those things back to your remembrance. So you don't have to worry about it, because the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to bring it back to your remembrance. He's the one who's going to lead and guide you in what to do. You know, sometimes people need an outline to start doing it, you know.
But once
you start, the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to kick in, and he's going to lead and guide you in what to do and what to say. But he allow us to get that outline so that we can begin, you know, have faith and start.
Okay.
As we take that initiative to start, then again, the Holy Spirit, the one who leads and guides us. Okay. So, Sister Tessa, just share with us what you was experiencing as I was praying the fire prayer. Hello, can you hear me, Sister Tessa?
For some reason, my phone keeps hitting mute by accident. Sorry.
Okay.
I was saying that as you was praying, I could actually see the darkness. It was like I could see darkness leaving me. Mm-hmm. Like, I had my eyes closed and something was coming out of my mouth, but it was like I could actually, like, see darkness. It was like I saw darkness leave, and then it was like a light. It was like everything got lighter,
got lighter as
it was going to the completion. And I feel better. I feel better than
do.
I feel.
You sound better. You sound
and I
better.
I praise God. I thank him. Because like I said this morning, after I even listened on YouTube, and the end was trying to make me feel like I was already free. I didn't need to call, but
I knew telling people
I need to call.
And it's sad that the enemy is good for telling people. He always tell people that, and the sad thing is people fall for their lives and they don't call.
Right.
And they're
not delivered.
They're not delivered.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I praise
Thank you, Father.
You are totally free, and I don't. Your son, if he in school, as soon as he get home, you just go ahead and pray that prayer, and everything.
Right.
And like.
So
I said,
now, when I address the prayer, address the spirits in him, I call it the spirit of rebellion, not the spirit of hood.
Just go ahead and say spirits of rebellion, because that's what all these demon spirits are. They rebelled against God, and that is that's witchcraft. Rebellion is as witchcraft according to the word of God, and they all rebel against God. So just say spirits of rebellion, and they know who you're talking about. And they know they know who you're talking to.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. But the main
thing is, when you
confront them, just watch your tone so the devil can't use fear as a tool to distract your son. Okay.
Okay.
All right, praise. Now, if you have any questions, Sister Tessa, you feel free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't hesitate. Send me that email, pastor@howshalom.org. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You're welcome,
for
sister.
For being available to being used. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, praise bye-bye. God.